Successful organizations stimulate change around the manifestation of core values. It is what we believe. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you the thought for today. Successful organizations stimulate change around the manifestation of core values. It is what we believe. Now, the big point here is, what do we believe? We have organizations that are very successful and organizations that are medium successful and organizations that are low on the scale of success but are still in business. And we sometimes wonder why they're still in business. Now let's think about these things here. I remember Iacocca, working for Chrysler, taking over that company and finding that it was a very difficult company. They were in debt by billions and they had problems beyond imagination. Now, Mr. Iacocca is a very wealthy man. And he took over this job as a job, and the only success or the only payment he was going to receive at the moment was going to be the success of the activity that he did. How wonderfully did he carry out the work that he had before him. He did not accept any payment. This in itself was not a big deal because he was a very wealthy man, but it was a big deal for everyone who heard it because they felt he was willing to go that mile to prove that this organization was a good organization. In fact, he went to the federal government and he told the federal government that this is what his plans were for Chrysler, and it was a major company in the United States. It was a company whose reputation and success would be linked with the success of the United States as a valid nation, and so forth. Well, very wonderful, very wonderful. The United States government gave him the loan, and he carried it out and did beautifully. He had the people take reduced salaries as they were building this up, and they built it up. But his core value was, this is a worthwhile company. It is a company that stands for the principles of the United States of America. And he had the people backing him up. Before that, there was no core value. The company was great, but it was going downhill rapidly. The country had done beautiful things and had been very creative, but it was going downhill rapidly. But Mr. Iacocca, he turned the story around. Obviously, he had the help of other people, but it was his own mind, it was his own attitude, it was his own values that he inculcated into Chrysler that made Chrysler the fabulous company it was and is and will be so long as it holds to its core values. This is exceedingly important. It is so easy for people to lose their core values, as we recently understood in the stock market program with some of these major companies. The biggest companies in the entire world went under. And they went under not because the companies were bad, not because the company's service was not good, but their core values were bad. Their core values were that they felt that they could kite money, that they could play games with money, that they could milk the companies of their values. It was the persons who were running it, the persons who were supposed to be living up to the core values of the company. The core values of the company are oftentimes spelled out in the Constitution. They're spelled out in the manner in which the companies are operated here in the United States and in the rest of the world. And these core values are what allow it to stand up and be counted. And when the core values are found to be missing, when somebody finds that they're doing something incorrectly and they blow the whistle on the company, you hate the whistleblower, because the whistleblower is destroying the work of thousands of people and millions of dollars. However, one little click in the dam, or as the Dutch boy had stuck his finger in the dike to save the lowlands of the Netherlands. How wonderful. And how we stand up for that. But we recognize that little boy was doing a foolish thing, putting his finger in that hole in the dike. But it was not the little boy and his finger, that is a symbol, I'm sure. But it is the idea that one person can turn a company around, sometimes making it die in the process. But one company, one individual can live up to principle, live up to the values that they have learned and that they seek are important for them, and let nothing stop them. Let nothing stop them. You know, it's not a matter of being self-righteous. It's a matter of being righteous. It's not a matter of being possessed and controlled. It's a matter of living up to values and principles that are important in our life and in our world. Each one of us have values and principles that we live up to. We look at our home. Our home is a successful organization. Some homes are not. Our home is a successful organization with the values that our parents have given to us, with the values that they required us to live. Now, sometimes our parents fell down on the job and they did things that were not beneficial to them or to the home, but by and large, they did things that were beneficial. By and large, they were more interested in the family harmony, the family success, the family joy, than they were in their personal expression. Many, many people have done silly things to protect the family because they felt the family was an institution well worth protecting. The family is an organization, and the family has core values, and whatever these core values are is what the family is known for. Why, that family would never tell a lie. Why, that family would never steal. Why, that family would never say an unkind word about anyone. Why, that family is always out seeking to be helpful to their neighbors. That family is always one that you could ask for a help in time of need, and they would do their very best to do whatever they can to help. That family is always there with love in their heart for their community. That family cares about the neighborhood they live in. They would never think of throwing trash out of their car just because there's no one around to see them and tell them they can't do it. They would never think of doing something which would bring an unhappy situation or reputation to their family or to their neighborhood or to their city, to their county, to their state, to their nation, to their world. They would never be one to pollute the world. If their car needed to have proper muffler adjustment, even though they've already passed the test and there was no one who was telling them they had to do it, they go in and do it. They go in and do it not because they smell their muffler output, but because it's the proper thing to do. It's the right thing to do. Successful organizations stimulate change around the manifestation of core values. When a parent loses patience with a child and says, "Well, all right, go and do it then," then the parent has lost its core value. The parent would say, "No, that's not something we do in this family. We do not do it now. We do not do it later. We do not do it at any time." And the answer is no. We do not do it. And so the child knows there is no going around and getting dad to do this or getting somebody else to support their issue. They realize that that's a core value and that's going to be maintained by every member of the family. Now, in a business, when it has core values, when it has people who says, "Oh, no, I didn't receive your memo. No, it never came across my desk." And the secretary standing there saying, "It came across your desk 4 times. I gave it to you each 4 times, but the secretary doesn't say anything about it because she knows that the boss may have a reason for saying this and she doesn't understand it, why he would lie and why he would do that. But then, as she gets to know her boss more, she sees he does this and other things. He says to his secretary, "Tell my wife I've already left. Tell the world that the these things are the way they are, that we are a reputable company. We have values and we stand up for them and we never lie and we always tell the truth." And you see, she knows they're not. But she's not alone in knowing this. Other members of the corporation or the company know this too. And the people that these people are lying to, they know it too. They don't really care, but if the person wants to say, no, I don't want to come to your function this afternoon, I have something else I want to do, or no, I don't want to come to your function this afternoon, or no, I won't be able to come to your function this afternoon, saying, I didn't get your message, I don't know about it, or whatever. You see, those are lies, no matter how we give them, and no matter how small they may be. Oftentimes, it's a small lie that destroys the corporation. It's a small lie that destroys the family. It's a small lie that destroys the integrity of a child's belief in his parents. When the parents say little lying things in front of their children, because it seems expedient and convenient to do so, the children soon learn that lying is okay, that lying is something you can do, that there is a time that you can lie, there is a time that you can cheat, there is a time you can steal. And when those core values of never lying, cheating, or stealing are lost, then the real value of living is lost. Because why do we live? We live for principle. We live for the principle that this is a good world. We are surrounded by good people in this world. We are living in a beautiful universe where everyone has a great joy in each other. The core values of life are the core values of business. And the core values of a successful business are when that business lives up to those principles that it holds dear, or at least should hold dear, to the operation of its organization. You think that organizations are just outer symbols? Well, think again. The organization is also an inner symbol. It is what you tell yourself. Do you tell yourself that you are sick? Then you are lying to yourself. Because your nature, your divine nature, that nature that you were created as, is whole and perfect. Do you tell yourself that you don't know something? You are one as the allness of the universe. You know all things. And when you deny that you know all things, you're saying a lie. When you look at the world and you call it bad because of the war, because of the problems, because of how other people act, well, if you didn't see them acting that way, they wouldn't act that way. And you say, come on now, that's not realistic. People are acting the way they're acting regardless of whether I see it or not. In fact, I find out later that they acted that way. But why did you find out later that they acted that way? If you in your consciousness live in purity and magnificence with core values that are so fabulous, you will never hear of negative things in the world. But that's Pollyanna, that's not paying attention to responsibility in the world. Yes, that's right. That's not paying attention to what other people believe is what should be done. It's only paying attention to what you believe should be done. It is done unto you according to your belief, and that is so true. That is so true. What is your belief? What is it that makes the world go around for you? Why is it some people live a happy life and other people live a sad life? Why is it some companies are successful and some are not? It all depends on what core values each has for themselves. What core values I have for myself. I look at this organization that we have here, the University of Healing, as a fantastic organization filled with peace and goodness and right action. I see it as the most magnificent organization in the world that touches the lives of people, and they say, yes, 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 that's what I've been looking for. That's the idea that I want. Yes, there is more to life than just what the physical world has to offer. There is the metaphysical life. There is the spiritual life. There is a life that transcends the ordinary into the extraordinary. And what is it that makes it transcend? What is it that allows it to be transcendental for some and not for others? What it is just the pure, simple fact of having core values and living up to those core values in everything we do in our life, in everything that we think, in everything that we are. Stimulate change around the manifestation of core values. The core values are what we believe. A successful organization does this. A successful person does this. A successful family does this. And you and I, we do it all the time, don't we? Life is wonderful, isn't it? Have a grand day and live your core values. I love you. I love you. I love you.